how we do it. You know I'm here with my dream scene family, baby.
Hello, and welcome to the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. I'm Rocky Miller, and I am the founder and CEO of DBN. The purpose of the DBN podcast is to bring relevant and insightful business and professional development topics to all of the dreamers out there looking for practical information to help turn dreams into reality. Today we have Anthony Lewis with Next Chapter Coaching. Anthony, I got to tell you, it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here. I'm happy to be here.
Absolutely, brother. I got to tell you, you know, going back to it, it was a pleasure getting a chance to connect with you earlier this year, you know, and obviously starting to build up, you know, the networking. I was really amazed by your story. So I'm excited to see if you can, you know, share a little bit of your insights with us today, some of the listeners. And I want to start off with this. Can you start with really just giving us a brief intro? You know, about just a little bit about yourself and also share a little bit about Next Chapter Coaching.
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Anthony Lewis, and I actually moved here to Colorado in March of 2022. I was in the military at the time. I was in the Air Force and then did an in-service transfer to the Space Force. I eventually separated and got out of the military. That was in 2024. And from there, I've been living in Colorado ever since. I worked with a life coach. She made a tremendous impact on me, and she kind of gave me the idea to pursue this journey on my own as well as being a business owner. So I went into the business of life coaching, receiving some training, working on certification and other credentials as well, but ultimately starting myself in my journey as the Next Chapter Coach.
That's awesome, man. Congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And I know that you, for you, a lot of the military background, that's been a big influence for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It has. It's really shaped and defined a lot of my mannerisms and basically who I am today. It really shaped how I got here in Colorado in the first place. And I'm truly indebted to the lessons and principles that I've learned through the military that I was able to carry into my life today.
So. That's awesome, man. Well, you know, my first thing that I wanted to start off with you, and I guess you kind of spoke to it a little bit, but, you know, I really wanted to just kind of get a feel for what drew you into your field or your industry. And also really, I know you mentioned it a minute ago, but even starting your business, like, were there certain triggers that really kind of pushed you, you know, both into, you know, getting into this particular field and industry, and also in particular starting your business?
Yeah. A huge help has been a life coach that I've worked with myself. Her name is Haley Anthony. And I was really impressed with her professionalism and mannerism throughout the day. What really drove me to seek life coaching for myself was I was in a very dark or heavy time when I was separating and getting out of the military. And that transitionary period is catastrophic. To put it mildly, or an understatement. You're kind of met with a lot of uncertainty. You don't know where to go. You don't know what to do. And it's because of that, emotions are flailing. You can make mistakes. You can be panicked. You can have so much anxiety. And the life coach that I worked with, she was able to kind of navigate those emotions with me, help me to calm myself and focus on the things that I can control. That helped me to get grounded. That helped my health, my sanity, my mental stability. And because of that, I saw a difference that a good professional life coach can make in other people's lives. And that kind of resonated with me as that I wanted to make a difference in other people's lives too, because I know I'm not the only person as we go through life with all the uncertainties that we have. I know other people are feeling this way, and I kind of want to be that anchor for other people to help navigate their emotions so that they can be grounded as well and be well off and have better health for it.
Absolutely, man. I can understand that a lot. And I mean, to your point, mental health has become, I think, a really big issue, you know, in the U.S., especially with, you know, the workforce and the stress levels that we deal with, you know.
Yeah.
So I can understand that a lot.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about the business side? What drew you into, like, because I know it's a big step becoming an actual business owner. Were there any specific things that you can think about along the line that you were like, do I want to do this? You know, like, you know, what was that for you?
It's a huge step, especially when you put yourself out there in entrepreneurship or starting a business and you question yourself, you know, do I want to do this? Am I capable to do this? Like, so many factors come into play. But again, I got to give credit to the life coach that I was working with at the time. Again, Haley Anthony, kudos to her, because she was able to kind of help mentor me a little bit and navigate it. And basically that encouraging voice in my ear of like, actually, Anthony, you're really good at this. You can actually do this and start a business. And
yes, sir.
It was that idea that she planted in my head that allowed me to kind of step out a little bit more or research it. And then before you know it, you know, as I was being comfortable in my own skin, I was just like, you know what? Yeah, I can do this. Let's do this. Let's march. Let's move forward. And, you know, I haven't really looked back ever since. I've been having fun. So many people I've encountered, so many people, relationships. I'm meeting so many awesome people and I love it. It's such a thrill and a fun ride.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, brother.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking to that, I want to kind of build on that, right? Because again, I know that even on the Dream Big Network podcast, you know, we're going to have a lot of different, you know, business owners and entrepreneurs at different stages, different levels, you know. So I wanted to kind of just pick your brain. And obviously, I know that you're kind of new, but, you know, where would you personally say that you are at this stage of business, you know, in your journey?
Right now, the building aspect. But I'm a little bit past that. I think where I'm at is the buy-in, just essentially getting people to kind of understand the buy-in on what it is that I offer, how I can be a benefit to other people, and how it can really successfully launch people to have a healthier lifestyle. I think for the most part, most people that I talk to, it's been more of an educational conversation because they may not have a full awareness or understanding what exactly coaching is and how exactly that differentiates from other practices like a consultant, a therapist, or a trainer. So I'd say I'm at the stage of building, well, not really building, but more so of the buy-in and letting people know what it is that I offer them and how I can benefit them.
For sure. And I want to try to stick to the script today with some of the main things I wanted to kind of extract from you. But you just hit on something I wanted to kind of have you maybe speak on a little bit.
Okay.
What are the differentiating factors that you can speak to that are the difference between a coach, a consultant, things like that? Like where does your path separate for the customers or the people that you work with, the clients that you work with?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. And that's actually one of the questions I run into with a lot of people. So coaching is a unique methodology that's most often used to bring about change. And although at times it may borrow from some of the other practices, it is a distinctly different support role to that of, say, a consultant, a therapist, or a trainer. Coaching, in its purest form, is wholly a client-driven experience. The role of the coach is to partner with the client in a thought-provoking or creative process that will inspire them to maximize their personal or professional potential. The role of the coach is to really just be there in a supportive role. So, coaching considers the client as a self-directed individual who's in charge of their own journey and wanting to go from where they are to where they want to be. So myself, as a coach, I will be an advocate. I'll be a sounding board. I'll be a cheerleader, an accountability partner, a supporter. Why? Because I specialize in helping people discover the answers that are already within themselves. I'm under the notion that for the most part, the clients, they already know what's best for them and they have their own answers. So during the process, I help them clarify their values, their beliefs, their feelings, their perceptions, their ideas. During the coaching sessions, I help them to identify barriers, challenges, while having them acknowledge their strengths, their knowledge, their skill sets. I present opportunities for them to shift limiting beliefs or identify perspectives that might need to be reframed. And I just want to emphasize, if someone were to hire me as their coach, I'll be with them from the beginning to the end. I will ask them powerful questions that will help them get clarity on their intents, their goals, their motivations, their emotions, and behaviors. I will then partner with those clients to set those goals and accountability measures, again, to help them get from where they are now to where they want to be.
That's awesome. So really, to your point, it's not like a doctor just, hey, this is your prescription, blah, 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 blah. It's really exploring,
Yes.
And helping them to kind of, it's a discovery, right?
Absolutely. It's a discovery process. And that's usually what it is, because people, like I said, I'm under that notion that they do know what's best for them. They're living their life. They're in those situations. And as we live, we've adopted our values. We've adopted our beliefs. We know what's resonating with us. We know what's feeling with us. Oftentimes we need someone, a coach in our corner, to kind of help draw that out that's already within them, that really kind of like sits deep within them, where they're like, yeah, that is the right choice that I was actually thinking. Thank you for exploring that with me, exploring that emotion with me. I know what I need to do. I have those next steps. And thank you for being my accountability partner for me to really clarify and sit with these emotions and have emotional intelligence.
Now, I know that everybody is in business to make money, obviously. But would you say that that's one of the most rewarding things for you, is being able to see people experience that breakthrough?
Yes, I can resoundingly 100% positively say that, yes, that is probably the most rewarding experience that I've ever encountered. And the fact that I am able to partner with them and be a part of that experience themselves, there's no greater joy when you see someone who is full of despair, who doesn't know what's next. They're kind of anxious and they're just seem trapped. And then you, as their coach, kind of go into their world a little bit, whatever imagery or whatever emotions that they're feeling, unpack some of that box, lighten the load, and then on the other side, see the transformative experience that they have and that they're a different person. There's no greater feeling or reward other than that, because you're actually helping that person become better and unlock the potential that they already had within themselves.
That's a beautiful feeling, man.
Yeah.
I can understand how you can enjoy that, man, you know?
Yeah.
And I mean, and I can relate to it too, even on the Dream Big Network side, right? And dealing with businesses. And I mean, obviously, you know, the realm that we're in is more consulting and things like that. But a lot of times it is kind of developing a kind of a coaching role as well with clients, right? And there is a satisfaction that you get with getting to not always just give people the answers, but it's like, you know, digging into things and allowing them to kind of explore to see, okay, well, what's, maybe they need to figure out like what the bottlenecks are, right? But yes. I'm here to help you kind of explore what those, you know, issues may be.
Yes, know? Absolutely.
So I understand it, man. Let's touch base on a couple other things here. What is your vision, or where would you like to be in the next 3 to 5 years with your business, your brand? And I know maybe you can share this with everyone, because I don't think you mentioned where you're also at. I know that you deal with the tech side, right? And engineering and things like that.
Yeah.
So what is the vision that you see transitioning or, you know, within the next 3 to 5 years with this side of things?
Yeah. As I'm diving deeper into coaching with the training and the certifications that I'm getting from ICF, which is the International Coaching Federation.
Sure.
I'm starting to realize how much I really love this, and I'm passionate about it, because I'm connecting with so many people and building relationships and changing and transforming people's lives. And so where I see myself in the future down the road, I would like to be a staple, like either within the community or, you know, where people are, where they can come to me and I can be approachable to them with whatever issue that is weighing them down in life. Like, coaching is such an expansive field that you can cover so many subjects, you can cover so many avenues, but it's all kind of like for the person, for the client. And as you uncover whatever it is that they're dealing with, you realize that the emotions, the deep rooted emotions, impacts everything that they're dealing with, whether it's their work, their personal life, their love life, whatever the case may be. And that's one of the things that I really want to be a part of, is kind of like that staple where people can come to for coaching, for help, for getting them through, and ultimately to expand my reach. And the beautiful thing about me and the practice that I have is that it doesn't have to be local. It doesn't have to be one-on-one. Given the technologies that we have, I'm able to have coaching sessions with people who are out of the state just through Zoom meetings and stuff like that. And it's still powerful, it's still effective, and it's still able to regulate their emotional intelligence, but still be transformative all the same. And I love that.
Yeah. And, you know, that's the beauty of technology, right, these days, is that for us, you know, if you have a service, you have something where, you know, it doesn't bound you to a physical location, you can do business wherever. Right.
Yes.
And I think that's great for you. And I want you to expand a little bit when you mentioned expand your reach. What does that look like for you? Is there a certain number of people that you want to reach, or is there certain goal that you have in mind, or is it more so, I just want to see where I can take this, you know, the next 3 years?
Yeah. I want to see where I can take it, but honestly, the answer is going to be more philosophical.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is, like, I really feel like for me, a life lived in the service of others is worth living. And what I mean by that is, like, really being able to go out and touch somebody and make a difference in their lives when they had no help, no guidance. They're kind of in the darkest corners of their lives. That's something that really resonates with me and kind of, like, really makes me happy and smile. Why? Because I see myself in them, in that person, whether it's a woman who's dealing with motherhood and, you know, having the stress load and, you know, can't see their way out, or they don't know the transition, or a man who's, like, you know, dealing with some kind of transition, maybe a job change or whatever the case is, right? Because life happens to all of us. I think that my service in the service of others, that's what I mean with really expanding my reach, because I can make a difference in one. If I make a difference in one, I've made a difference in kind of, like, in everyone, because they can go back to their families and be a better person, be a better man, better woman to their families, their friends, their networks, and their community. So yeah, I could have a number, but honestly, I think that because I'm passionate into this and just want to keep going and see who else I can reach and go on after that. And after that, it's its own reward. And I think it's fulfilling in and of itself that I don't think I could put a number on it, really, because I want to keep going. So, yeah,
I think that's great, man. And the reason why I asked that question too, is because, you know, and I can tell with you that you are really passionate about the impact that you want to make. Right. And some people get into business, you know, for whatever their reasons are, right? And then some, if it's revenue driven, I want to make it to a certain income level, or I want to hit X amount, you know, or even to that point, if like, I want to impact 1 million people or 1,000 people. But I think that that's great that even in whatever that capacity or that vision is for you, it's what it sounds like is you're saying it's more about impact, not necessarily tied to a specific business goal or anything like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's all tied to impact. And you know what's funny? I learned today that a smart woman today said that business is all about relationships. It's 100% what it boils down to, because at the end of the day, it's people that is going to be paying you for your services, for your time, for your effort, and everything that you do. So if you mistreat them, if you don't have a good impact, if you kind of discard them, neglect them, put them by the way, then what really have you accomplished? Yeah, you're in business. Yeah, good job. But ultimately, the best asset you could ever have is people. And the best way to do that is to start and establish relationships and make a powerful impact.
Absolutely, man. I agree with you 100%. So I'm going to ask you a couple other questions here before we get ready to wrap up today. But, you know, this is going to be a little bit more, I think, you know, a little bit more intimate in terms of just your journey, right? And I want you to, you know, feel free to disclose to whatever degree you feel is necessary, right?
But okay,
you know, what's one or two of the biggest obstacles that you feel that you faced since becoming a business owner? So again, I know it feels a little bit personal, right? You know, but I know that everyone deals with, and I think that that's important to share this year, you know, with other people. It doesn't matter what stage you're at. Is being able to speak to, like, the real personal side, right? Mm-hmm. And what we go through as business owners, right? Or entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
I mean, I could share thousands of stuff that I've gone through, right, with DBN. But, you know, I want to highlight some of these things. And because we look at the glory, we look at, you know, everybody thinks it's cool to be a boss and a business owner and all these other things. But I also want to shed that light on some of the real obstacles that business owners, you know, deal with on their journey. So if you can share with us one or two of the biggest obstacles that you feel that you've faced since becoming a business owner so far.
Yeah. The biggest obstacle, I want to say the biggest obstacle that I've faced is believing in myself. I really think that entrepreneurial, it's not for the weak-hearted. You have to be strong. And the thing is that everybody can be an entrepreneur. The difference is not a lot of people are willing to step out and look foolish or fail. And I think that is what separates the ones who make it and the ones who don't. It's because with every failure, with every rejection, with every setback, yeah, it hurts, but it's building something in you at that time to help strengthen your character or strengthen you as an entrepreneurial. So that way, when you get to the next level, you can retain it. Why? Because you dealt with it behind the scenes. You dealt with it kind of off season as you were building and getting things going. So the hardships that I had to learn, and that was just going through the fire, going through the furnace and purifying myself with all the emotional turmoil and hectic that the craziness that happens, is learning that all these things are working for me and that I'm becoming better for it. I've learned, and this is the challenge that I've had, is it's a lot of internal strength of going. And as you get like-minded people, yep. they understand. But really, because everybody wants to see the inroad or the success or the glory. Success is really going from failure to failure without the loss of enthusiasm. And that's what it means to be successful.
100%, man. And I think that that's a great point that you made. Maybe if you can elaborate on this, did you have any challenges originally, like even just learning? You're in an industry where it's, like you said, about connecting with people. But on the other side of it, though, you also have to learn how to sell.
Yeah.
Did you ever have any, you know, have you had any growing pains with anything like that? Or, you know, that you, these lessons where you learn, because it's like you're walking the boundary of, you don't want to like come across as like that guy that's like just trying to get someone to sign up for their program, yep. right? You know, the snake oil salesman or whatever. You want to be authentic. You want to be genuine, but also you still realize I'm still trying to build a business.
Right.
So have you dealt with anything, you know, in that realm or challenges that maybe you can pinpoint?
Yeah, absolutely. And it goes back to what I was saying, where it's building who you are or who you're intended or made to be. But honestly, at the end of the day, you have to put in the time, the work and the effort, receive the rejection, receive the failures. And a lot of it is, honestly, it's not so much that you failed. It's just so much that it's the internal script and the dialogue that you play in your head. You know, it's really how you perceive yourself. And if you reframe it from, hey, I didn't fail, I'm just learning what didn't work.
Absolutely.
And because of that, now I can keep going.
Yes, sir.
Now I can keep advancing. And no matter what comes, at the end of the day, once you do make it to the top, once you do make it, everybody's going to look at you like, wow, you're so incredible. This, that. They didn't see all the craziness, the no's, the rejections, you ain't going to make it. Because think about it. Because after a while, if you're consistent enough, you're able to change people's mind and perceptions about it. Think about this. Uber. If we were like to go back a couple of years and just pitch the idea of, hey, I want to set up a company called Uber. And what you're going to do is on your app, you're going to call a car and they're going to take you from where you want to go. You're going to get a lot of no's and rejections because people are going to be like, well, we have taxis. Why do we need an Uber? Like, and you know, you had to work that, build it. And no. Now, with the consistency and going, look where Uber's at right now.
Massive
company. It's company. You got Uber Eats.
Truck into to the podcast.
Yeah. And so I say that to say, to my point is this, is that it's consistency and it's learning to go from failure to failure. The truth is everybody has it. Everybody can be an entrepreneur. It's just the internal strength that people have to kind of persevere and go through it. That's the determining and deciding factor of if people make it or not.
Absolutely. And really, to your point, it's the determining factor of building a business or not, right? Yes. Building a brand, scaling, whatever that looks like. Because I think that's another thing too. I would be curious, and this is maybe a little bit off the agenda today, but you know, like what is your idea of happiness? Because, you know, I meet people in business. We deal with a lot of different types of clients. Some want to build a multi-million dollar brand. I have clients like that right now.
Yeah.
They're global. They've got national reach. They're doing things that, you know, it's like they have very ambitious goals. That's happiness to them. Some, you know, it might be the idea of like, well, I just want to make, you know, a decent amount of income, you know, for the year salary, right?
Yeah.
Whether that's 60,000 or 100,000, like if that's their idea of success, you know, then that's what works for them. But for you, like, what does that look like in terms of business?
Yeah, absolutely. The idea of happiness and success, purely subjective. And that's obviously what I do deal with most of my clients as I try to get through the emotion or foundation, what they have. But for me, happiness, I'm under the belief that, yeah, money is important. It's good. But I think it's usually a tool to kind of get to what you want to do in life. And for me, happiness would be kind of the relationship aspect and connecting with a whole bunch of people. I really believe that creativity is the highest form of genius, of intellect. And so when I'm around other business owners, other entrepreneurs, there's room of so much creativity there that it's so fulfilling and nourishing and rich, because I'm tapping into other people's level of genius, other people's level of them charting their own way and their own path. Yeah, there's intellect where you can, you know, memorize text and regurgitate it back or memorize facts, this, that, and the other. But I think creativity, the fact that there was nothing here and you just made that and paved your own path on your own chart, man, that's genius level intellect. And to be around a whole bunch of business owners, connect with them, have that relationship with them, it's great. It's powerful. It's play. It's honestly what we've been doing when we were kids, you know, when we were like, if I have a little boy who wants to make a car model and the fuel isn't gas, but it's made out of ice cream, I could be like, you know what? Go ahead, man. What are we going to do? Chocolate, vanilla, what? And he's like, Rocky Road or mint chocolate chip, you know, who knows? And then like, as he grows up, whatever, if it turns out that there's a car that runs on ice cream and stuff like that, that little boy was a genius. Yeah. He came out and did it, because we have electrical cars and all these other things. Anyway, I say all that to say is that I would really be happy in a room with relationships, connections, and kind of like the stories that we all would tell on how we overcame, how we're victorious, how we're strong, and the genius and the creativity that we did, that we went and charted our own path, charted our own ways, and didn't allow ourselves to be put into a box. I love that.
Absolutely.
I think that's powerful.
That's a great perspective, man.
Yeah.
And I want to ask you one last thing here. I'm just curious, you know, and kind of building on even what you were talking about, right? Like, you know, the idea of using your creativity, your genius, you know, and building, you know, your business.
Mm-hmm.
So we talked about one of the struggles that you had, right? Or some of the struggles that you feel that you faced or obstacles. But I would love for you to share with everyone, you know, what would you say is one of the greatest successes that you feel that you've had so far since starting your business or becoming a business owner?
Yeah. Truly personal for me, I think the greatest success that I had was the moment somebody bought into me and paid me for my services as my coach. That was kind of like the nickel dropping or the dime dropping of like, wow, this dream, it's coming to fruition. It's actually happening. Somebody actually looked at me, bought into me, and they were like, you know what? I'm on board. I like your dream and everything that you built here. I want to be a part of it. So here you go. Here's some money and services for your time. I think that was been the greatest success, because it's not so much about the money or not so much about them. Again, it went back to the challenges of worrying about, can I do this? I'm stepping out on my own. There's no SOP for all this. There's nothing, you know, you're really going out into the abyss, into the dark to create something. And then at the end of the day, hoping that somebody who sees what you created wants what you want.
Sees the value.
Yeah, yep. Sees the value in it. So that has been the biggest success. One of those things where like, I'm like happy, frame it, whatever. When that person said, I want what you're offering. I want that, because that was your dream. That was your vision. And now it's coming to fruition and someone sees it and they want to be a part of it. That I'd have to say that's been my biggest success.
That's awesome.
Caused me to truly believe in myself that this is possible and I can do it.
Absolutely, man. There's no better feeling than that.
Yeah.
When you can actually be paid to do what you love, right? That's when I started my company, it's, you know, to relate to your story, right? It's, I remember just being in a space where it was like, man, I'll do this for free. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Because I'm doing what I love.
Yes.
But when you can transition and now actually be paid and compensated,
yes,
for doing what you love, what you love, your passion,
yes,
there's no greater feeling than that, man.
Absolutely. You and know, that's part of the things that I do as a coach to unlock that. What you just said, right?
Yep.
It's beautiful, because greatness is in everybody. All right. Genius is in everybody, because if you talk to somebody long enough, you'll find out that they're passionate about something. They're passionate about something. And that idea of that they're passionate about can easily be the entrepreneurial business that they need to do.
Absolutely.
Whether it's, you know, somebody may be working, I don't know, manufacturing or cars, but they're miserable. But you can't get them to stop talking about food. He loves being a chef. He loves cooking. He loves grilling.
Mm-hmm.
That's the genius in him where it's like, hey, man, you are a genius when it comes to the kitchen and throwing down on a grill. You ever thought about, you know, or exploring
yeah,
or whatever genius. No, and somebody else could be an author. They really want to write this book, you know, mm-hmm. and life or something else maybe be being an obstacle or keeping them from doing it. But they're a genius level writer. And that's what I say. And that's the beautiful thing of me as a coach is that, like I said, genius is in every one of us. And as a life coach, I help them to identify their challenges, their barriers, while acknowledging their strengths, their knowledge, and their skill sets. So I can help them shift limiting beliefs or identify perspectives that might be reframed to help them unlock the potential or motivate them to unlock the personal or professional potential that they want to have.
Absolutely. Well, you got me fired up today, man.
Good.
I can see. I think you're going to help a lot of people, man. Yeah, we see. We got Nick on our podcast. He's behind the scenes fired up too, man.
So, yeah, I love it. Yeah, it's good. It's a good thing.
Man. And so kudos to you, man, for starting your business. You know, I'm really excited that we've also got you within the network as well.
I'm happy to be a part of it, man. I've met so many good people. it's been great. And all the networking and connectivity with everybody. I'm excited to like grow with everybody. It's so powerful and exciting. And I love it.
We're just getting started, brother.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice roller coaster ride of lots of excitement.
Yeah. I'm here for it.
And challenges to your point too, right? Because, you know, that's the other piece in building community.
Yeah.
I won't get on that tangent. You get me hyped on my soapbox.
Yeah,
today,
go
man.
Ahead.
But, you know, that's the other piece of building community, like you said, and even with DBN, right? And
mm-hmm.
the entrepreneurs that, you know, you've been connecting with and other business owners is like, it doesn't stop.
Yep.
You just get better.
Absolutely.
With the help, right? And being in community or having people in your corner to face those things. And then you keep going higher and higher, you know? So
yeah, it's just a fact. You cannot build muscle without opposition. So
absolutely. Yeah. All right. Last questions for you. And then we can wrap up today. But, and again, I appreciate your time today as well. So I got a couple last things, and this is going to be a hook that we're going to be asking everyone this year, because I think that it looks different for everyone.
Yeah.
But I want to start with, what is your definition of dreaming big? Or, you know, obviously that's the name Dream Big Network. What is dreaming big to you? Or what is your definition of that for anyone?
Yeah, my definition of dreaming big is really not pulling limitations on yourself. I think a lot of times in life, we have expectations from other people on how we're supposed to live our life or what we're supposed to do, whether those expectations come from our parents, societal standards. Hey, you should do this. Or hey, your dad or your parents did this, so that means you're going into this same field or this industry, and that's the way you're going to live your life. I think dreaming big really pushes past those limitations or push past those barriers to what really resonates inside of you on what it is that you truly want to do, what it is that you're really passionate about, and then go do it so you can live a fulfilled life, that you can go from where you are now to where you want to be and really make the world a better place because of the gift that is already deep rooted inside of you.
Absolutely. That's a great definition, man.
Yeah.
And I think that you're spot on with the idea that, you know, removing limitations.
Yep.
Because I think, and obviously in the line of work that you deal with, it's a lot of what you're doing is helping people remove those limitations, right?
Absolutely.
Mentally, physically, whatever those things are.
Yeah.
So you can become that person that you really want to be.
Yep.
And then what I would also, and I think this fits in great with your background as well too, is, you know, now that you've kind of identified what dreaming big is or your definition, what is one thing that you think that someone can do to turn their dreams into reality, right? Or like, what is one step that someone, you know, starting today that might be listening could do to turn their dream into reality, right?
Yeah. As cliche this may sound, I'd have to say one thing that they would have to do is believe in themselves. Because you can have all the gifts, talents, you could have all the support, you could have everything lined up for you. But if your mindset is not right, you will never pull the trigger. You'll never jump off that springboard. You'll never execute the plan or get on the field to play. If you do not believe in yourself and go after it, nobody is going to do that for you. And so I would say the biggest thing that anybody can have to get started is to believe in yourself, even if everybody else thinks you're crazy or there's no way this idea could work or whatever the case may be. Believing in yourself is the strongest superpower you can ever have, because that's going to get you through all the hardships, the challenges, the rejections, and everything else. And then at the end of the day, everybody's going to look at you and be like, you know what? I didn't think he could do it, but he did it, and he kept believing in himself, and he pushed past those barriers that we saw, and he proved all of us wrong.
Absolutely.
If somebody doesn't have the right mindset, everything else, it won't even matter. You could have the greatest mentor, coach, organizational planner, money. You could have it all on you, but if you don't have that belief in yourself, you don't think you can do it, you're gonna stop yourself every single time.
That's powerful, man. Yeah. Now, just because it's your case, I'm going to have you maybe elaborate one more small step on that too, which would be, because belief, right? You're mm-hmm. saying belief.
Yes.
And I know that for maybe folks like us, right? It seems like that's pretty simple.
Okay.
But for some people, maybe that's a challenge, developing belief. So maybe can you take it one step further and just give maybe even one pointer on, you know, especially in your industry, like if you were talking with someone, what's one step that they could maybe start to work on to create belief in themselves, right?
Yeah.
What does that look like?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that they could really do is find a role model or someone that they admire, because oftentimes greatness is in every one of us, right? And if they get to a point where they're seeing something, maybe they're on the Food Work Network or something and they're watching somebody cook it, but internally they're like, they're doing that wrong. They need to do, you know, they need to, come on, man. Why ain't they, like, that's a part of the, hey, you got something inside of you, man. Something's resonating with you over there with being a chef. Start believing in yourself and start working on it. Start developing it and building it. It's literally the small steps that help you go. Because at the end of the day, nobody's going to see your dream or your vision better than you are for yourself.
That's great, man. Well, there you have it. Anthony Lewis, Next Chapter Coaching.
Yeah, yeah.
Brother, thank you very much for your insight. Before we get out of here today, can you give your plugs for your website, social media? Where can people find Anthony Lewis?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things that you can do, you can go to Your Journey Chapter as me, or it's yourjourneychapter.as.me. Again, yourjourneychapter.as.me. And what that is that you can book a free discovery coaching session with me, just putting your name on my calendar for that slot. And what that is that, like I said, it's a discovery coaching session that kind of sets the foundation for what we need to do. Put your name on that slot on the calendar. We can have a personal one-on-one conversation and see where we go from there. Another thing that you can also reach me at is nextchaptercoach.mykajabi.com. And I'm also on social media platforms of Facebook and Instagram. You can see nextchaptercoach_2025, usually for both concepts or both platforms, and you can be able to reach me there. So
awesome, brother. Thank you. Well, you guys have it. I think that you've got some people out there that could definitely use the value that you create. So if you guys are listening to this and you feel like you might need some support, some help, please go find Anthony. And again, we appreciate you joining on the podcast today.
Hey, thank you for having me. I had so much fun. This is amazing.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning into the Dream Big Network Business Podcast. And remember to dream big dreams and resolve to think solutions. Check us out at dreambignet.com, or you can follow us on IG at dream_bignet.